Herbs in Action. Reflections and stories from the Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens Botany in Action Fellows discussing herbs from around the world.
My name is Aurélie. I'm a PhD candidate at Purdue University in Indiana. For the past 3 years now, I've been studying how people use herbs in their traditional medicine to cure Parkinson's disease. Today, I'd like to talk about red clover. It's a really small, tiny red flower that grows in the grass in gardens. I think it's rather interesting because people think of it as a weed. So people actually try to kill that small flower to have like nice and green grass. But this flower is actually medicinal. So it's a flower that grows everywhere, like all over the world. People can find that small flower. So depending on the areas where you go and study, they will give different uses. One of the uses that I find interesting is that for Parkinson's disease, it's able to protect the neurons from dying from Parkinson's disease in my experimental model. So it's quite interesting to think that people see it as a weed when it could actually be a medicine. This one is a tiny, tiny flower that grows. It's like about the height of the grass, really. So you don't even need to mow it. It's like, you know, it doesn't grow much taller than that. But usually people want to have green grass with nothing else. So that's why we don't see any other plants. But if you leave the grass by itself, so many flowers and other plants will grow. I've read that the flower bud is edible. Not too much of it. It has phytoestrogens in it. So, you know, pregnant women might not want to eat too much of it. But I think the leaves also are edible, but I'm not exactly sure. I wouldn't suggest anybody to try before they read more into it. I think the most important for me is that people understand that anything can be medicinal. Even the smallest weed and the smallest flower that they want to kill might actually help their family someday. So we have to remember that, you know, not take everything for granted. Environment is there to help us, so we have to take care of it.
Herbs in Action is a collaboration between Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens and the Saturday Light Brigade, and is made possible by the Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation, dedicated to educating the community about the many benefits and uses of herbs. To hear this feature again, or to learn more about herbs from around the world, visit mjbergerfoundation.org.